And a very big aloha. This is Talk Story, Maui's longest running talk show. I figure in the 32 or 33 years I've been doing this, I've done thousands and thousands and thousands of interviews. I added it up once, but between that and my other shows, I think I got a total in my era of about 17,000 shows. Lots of talk, lots and lots and lots of talk. And I have a new book out. I'm so happy to have the Inner Peace Manual book out and working on a brand new CD that should be out real soon, a couple of great songs. I'm really happy to have a wonderful lady on the phone. She works so, so hard at the Maui Humane Society as Communications Director and Marketing. Katie, so good to see you, Katie Shannon. Well, actually, I'm seeing you in my mind, but you are on the phone. Hi, Katie. How are you doing?
Hi, Cindy. Thank you so much for having me again. And yes, not in front of your face today, but, you know, it's always so nice to speak to you.
So you've been super, super busy over the weekend. You had finished up the Wags to Riches. I think that, when was that over? Was that what date was that finally over?
So the sleepover was on the night of the 28th. So the shelter dogs came back to the shelter on Sunday the 29th.
Oh, gosh. So that was such an amazing event. Big mahalo to the hotels, the luxury hotels who stepped up to the plate to make that possible. And it's got to be a once in a lifetime experience for the people who actually earned their winnings on that one and got to stay at the hotels with their pets. You got a lot of pictures?
Absolutely. I mean, it's twofold, right? It's for the people fundraising, but it's also for the shelter dogs.
That's right.
We received some phenomenal photos from the guests with their four-legged friends. And you know what? We did have a tremendous story this year regarding our top fundraiser. Judy Aikawa is one of our board members, and she raised over $11,000.
Wow.
And instead of her going to the one of the luxury resorts, she actually gave it to somebody of Maui Humane Society staff.
Oh, my gosh.
Was so incredibly gracious.
Oh.
And so we picked a name out of a hat. It was a little pillowcase that said Wags to Riches. And one of our staff was actually able to go and spend a night with one of our shelter dogs, which was phenomenal.
Oh, what a great gesture. I love that story. That's wonderful. Well, congratulations on there was a lot of work involved, and I know you really were really, really getting that together. So thank you for that great effort. Now we're talking about a lot of things now. I can't believe tomorrow, June 1st, we're looking at some big, big things coming up. I can't even believe we're actually going to talk about pictures for a New Year's calendar. Can you believe we're talking about these pictures for the wonderful, infamous Maui Humane Society calendar?
Yes, I know. Last year, it feels like we were just doing this, right? But
yeah.
This year, it's from June 1st to the 30th, and we just want to see the best of your pet's personality. So we've called it kind of like Maui Pets in Action, but that just means if your pet is the best at lounging, if your pet loves the water, if your pet loves to play with whatever inside of your house, we just want to see your pet's personality and the aloha really shining through.
You know, I was looking, you know, as we all do. I mean, pets really steal the show on social media, don't they, Katie?
100%.
And it's kind of interesting. I think some pets kind of like posing. Have you ever noticed that some pets pose more than others?
Oh, totally. I mean, some of our shelter pets, even, you know, within their kennels, feel that way too. Some of them don't want to be in front of the limelight, and then some of them look like they were made for it.
Yeah. I couldn't help but think about the dog that went to the puppy bowl. Hoku? Hoka.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, Hoku, she was posing, right?
I had the unbelievable opportunity to foster her, and I'm also a photographer, so she had a camera in front of her from the very get-go. So I think she was she felt very comfortable in front of the camera.
Yeah, no, I really do think so. You know, and it's sometimes we just identify with certain pets, you know, I mean, and it's so interesting how that works. But when you do this calendar, I mean, of course, it's not just dogs. You get an interesting variety of pets, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, and like you said, that there's a connection that you have with these animals, and, you know, that's really what a photograph can do. It can bring about the personality of an animal in just a single picture.
Yeah.
So we can't wait to see people submit, and submissions and voting will start tomorrow on June 1st.
You know, I have to say, sometimes you look at these pictures and you know that cat's looking at you or that dog is looking at you. There is a connection that in the eyes, and I think that dogs also know this in shelters. If a dog wants an owner, they can actually, with their eyes, kind of get that attention, right? I was talking to a woman here who has lots of animals. She lives up way up there in the hill, and she has they have a lot of pets and animals, and they have a rescue sheep and a rescue goat. And I said, well, she was saying how much attention and how much they give to this. And I said, well, how do these do that? How does this pet get that attention and that specialized? She says, it just has a way of looking at you, you know? And I understand that. I have some birds that come in the morning and they'll just sit outside and look at me like, you know, they're talking in their eyes. You know what I'm saying? Where they just talk to you through their eyes?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they might not be verbally communicating with us, but they're absolutely communicating with us in the ways that they can. And sometimes that's, you know, with a tail wag, or that's a flip of an ear, or, you know, that is just when they make those big old, you know, especially the dogs, the big old puppy dog eyes, that you know that they're asking for something, but you just have to figure out what.
That's true. They're pretty good at doing that nonverbal communication thing. So on these pets, you get everything from turtles to cats to, of course, dogs to guinea pigs, I think we've seen in there. I think there's a donkey or two once. I mean, you get a wide variety of pets, right?
Yes, that's exactly right. So any animal that is your pet, it's good enough to submit.
yeah, that's, and how do you do that?
So as of tomorrow, we will have a web tile on our homepage that will have, you know, the pet photo contest, and this is the opportunity for you to be featured in the 2023 Maui Humane Society calendar. All submissions will be a part of the calendar, and then the top 12 this year will have their own special month. So you'll just see it right on our homepage, and it'll take you to a website where you can upload and vote, and you know, just see who else has voted and see who else has submitted.
Now, do you pay to put your submission in for your pet to enter?
That's correct. Mm-hmm. And all of the proceeds go right back to us.
That's good. It's really necessary. It's been, again, a year where we never thought that we'd still be looking at this situation with people having to move and, of course, with the expenses and everything. You've seen a lot of pets coming in this year, haven't you?
Yes. We sure have. Every year, you know, we have, it seems like every year it's going up. Last year we cared for over 4,400 animals, and this year we are looking like we will pass that by the end of the year.
So the thing that brings up to me as well is fostering. Actually, June is set aside as Foster Pet Month, isn't it?
It sure is.
Tell us why that is. I mean, it's obviously important when you have that many pets looking for homes, but I mean, the shelter's only so big, right? Tell us the role that fosters play in the Humane Society and helping out with these animals that do need some fostering.
Yeah, thank you. It's twofold. You know, fostering saves lives, and that might sound, you know, a bit dramatic, but when you think about it, fostering not only allows an animal to get out of the shelter, it makes space for another one at the shelter. And Maui Humane Society does not euthanize due to space, or, you know, we will never euthanize a healthy adoptable animal. But it allows an animal to receive what life might be like in a home. It'll receive the love and the care for the human or ohana that is taking care of them. And that provides us a lot of insight, because the behaviors that animals have in the shelter may not translate to a home. So an animal that is stressed may not eat as much in the shelter, or, you know, may have frustration that they take out on toys or, you know, towels or something of that nature.
Sure.
But in the home, they could be completely relaxed, and it's due to the environment that they're in. So fostering really saves lives. It allows us to understand the animal and really prepare them for their adoption when they're ready.
I'm talking to Katie Shannon, the marketing and she works so hard, communications director there at the Maui Humane Society. And you can always go to MauiHumaneSociety.org if you want to enter your pet in the calendar contest starting tomorrow, or find out what's going on. I have to say, you can also sign up for the newsletter. It's an excellent newsletter. There's always cute pictures there of different pets and what's going on with the pets. Now, for fostering, one of the things that's really important for people to realize, you really make it easy for someone to foster a pet, don't you?
We would like to think so. I mean, there's no cost involved. If you want to come and foster an animal, we provide all of the things that you need in order to foster this animal. There is no financial expectation. It's really just providing the love in the home and the care that this animal may need.
And you even give them food?
Yes.
And everything?
Yes, of course.
Everything's set. So, and how long do you suggest people foster for?
Well, we'll take fostering at anyone who's interested in fostering. We'll take them for as long as they're willing. So if that means, you know, I'm not entirely sure I'm ready to adopt yet, maybe I'll try fostering for a weekend or for a week. Or, you know, maybe they want to have somebody, and that's a short-term foster, which is perfect. That still allows us to learn so much about the animal. And then there are people who are interested in fostering long-term. So maybe these are people or animals that have medical issues that might need to be in the home for a longer period of time. But anywhere from a weekend to many, many months. I mean, there's no wrong way to get involved.
You know, what's interesting, too, is you have some foster loving homes that just do so much and have fostered some and saved many, many animals and brought them such joy that and some have been actually adopted by these foster parents. It can happen, can't it?
Oh, yes. Those are our foster failures, and they are our favorites.
Yeah. I mean, how can you not fall in love with some of these beautiful animals when they come into your home? So I know many people there have been very, very kind, and there's many that have fostered time and time and time again, and it's really appreciated. So if someone wants to foster, what's the best way for them to contact you and find out more about it?
Yeah, and again, our website is our greatest resource. Right there on our homepage, we have right now, actually it'll change tomorrow, but we're going to have a big thing that says that it's Foster National Foster a Pet Month, and then you can click there, and it'll bring you to the Foster, you know, MauiHumaneSociety.org/foster page, and you can watch a video about all the ways that our current fosters have found fostering so rewarding, and there's also a sign-up sheet right there.
I love that. I absolutely love that. That makes it, kind of brings it home when you see the actual video and the pictures. I also realize there's a lot of need, as you constantly see at the Maui Humane Society, for spaying and neutering. It's been kitty this last whole month of May. It's been raining cats. It's been a time where you've been trying to remind people how important spaying and neutering is. And I was really impressed that you're going to be doing a special free spay or neuter clinic happening in Hana. It's going to be a big one. It's going to be like 3 days long, coming up in a week, right?
Exactly. It's from June 9th through June 12th at Hana School in the gymnasium. And if anyone has an unneutered or spayed animal, dog or cat, they can come and drop off their animals. And if there are community cats or you have any community cat issues or free roaming cats on your property, we also want to get those cats spayed and neutered. So please get involved or tell auntie or uncle that they can get involved and just bring drop off their animals. They can book appointments online if that's of interest to them, or be able to rent some cat traps if they need that. So, yeah, from June 9th through June 12th, we're very excited about this. We're partnering with Greater Good Charities, and this was the charity who actually did the Paws Across the Pacific flight back in October of 2020, the largest flight rescue in history. And we're so grateful to be partnering with them again, and they're going to be bringing a team, and we're going to be working together and hopefully get upwards of 500 owned dogs and cats and community cats spayed and neutered during those 4 days.
So on that one, do you need to call or do you need to go to the MauiMainsite.org and register? How does it work?
You don't have to. It just helps us with logistics and understanding how many people are going to be arriving each day. But if you wanted to come and just drop your animals off, you know, there might be just a little bit of wait, or you might need to fill out some paperwork there. But we really just want to make sure that we have these animals to spay and neuter. So we're making it as easy as possible.
Well, I like that because, you know, also you've seen it. I mean, we've all seen the economic impact of what's going on with the cost of gas, the price of food going up. Unfortunately, that ripple effect goes and affects our pets, but it also affects people who may normally think of, well, maybe I should spay or neuter, but it can be very expensive. It can be very expensive if you go to a vet, and people don't have that. It can be $200-$300. That extra $200 or $300 is hard to come by for some people. So when you this is really a lifesaver to be able to have this for free, and we're talking free. Saves you hundreds of dollars, but you know you have to be on it. You have to make sure you hit it. And 3 days is a big chance and opportunity here. Every now and then, you know, you have them on a regular basis. Really, there at the Maui Humane Society head office and where your location is. But to have them in Hana, that's a whole big, huge opportunity that you don't usually see. So I really encourage everyone. I'm sure you all may know people that are out there. This is something you really wish to let people know about. It's very important. And on top of that, you know, I mean, this is something where, you know, literally you get your spay and neuter for free. There are feral animals. I'm not familiar with where the feral animals are. I remember there used to be one kind of by where the dump was out there. But I know every area on Maui has a feral animal area, right?
Yes, and there are colonies that exist everywhere. And to be honest, I mean, I'm not, by no means am I a Hana expert or a community cat expert. You know, we have dedicated teams here for that. But, you know, the people in Hana are going to know if they have issues and on their own properties. And so that's why we really want to bring this event to them. I mean, even just driving from Hana to the shelter is a big ask. So being able to provide a spay or neuter clinic to them out in Hana, which, you know, it's not necessarily the easiest to get to or from. So we're really excited that we're going to be able to help the community out there.
So that's next week. It's going to be a great opportunity, saving yourself hundreds of dollars. And if you know of any feral, you have ways to help people. You have ways to catch. And you can tell if the cats spay or neutered by the little way the ears usually, there's a little clip taken out of the ear. Isn't that right?
Yes, it's just the very top of the ear. It's called an ear tip. It doesn't hurt them. But yes, it almost is like, you know, we've just folded a page off of the very top of the ear.
Yeah, and so you don't want to take a cat like that because that cat's already been dumb. But if there's one that's not, I'll tell you. I've forgotten the figures. You've told me before. I mean, it's mind-blowing how many cats can get produced from just a single litter because they reproduce really pretty quickly. And I was shocked when I saw how quickly it can get out of hand. So
it's, one cat can produce 200,000 in that entire, almost like a family tree.
My God.
In a single season.
I had no idea. That's...
Yeah, so, you know, it makes sense, right? Because we have such a cat overpopulation on this island. along with the other Hawaiian islands, right? So it makes sense, which is why it's so important to get them spayed or neutered.
Absolutely. Now, we're getting into summertime. We're getting into the hot weather. There's always some times that kind of, you hear stories more than I, where people decide to go to the market or do some shopping and they leave their dog in their truck or their car. And it blows my mind still, but you know, you see it, I see it, where they'll maybe leave a little crack in the window open, but a lot of times they won't. And I think we really need to remind people, you can't do that. It gets so hot in those cars so quickly. Please, it's inhumane to leave your pet locked in your car when you go shopping or out, when you go doing errands, right?
Yes. And animals typically have a higher body temperature than humans do. So they're going to feel that heat even faster than we will. And if you do see an animal in a car that's locked, in the middle of the day in the heat, please call our humane enforcement officers, and they'll be able to help and get this animal out of the car.
Yeah, I mean, it's just cruel. I mean, truly, it's cruel. But not least, you know, tomorrow starts hurricane season. Can you believe that?
Well, we're just, it seems like fire season has been...
I know.
Crazy. So, but hurricane season. Wow.
We've got to really always remember that, you know, everyone should have their own kit ready to go if in case there's a hurricane. You know, usually we have a little bit of warning on this, but it's not just you. You have to be prepared to know what to do with your pet. It takes sometimes more time to be prepared with your pet during hurricane season than you'd be on your own, you know.
Yeah, and always having a bag that has quick grabs for their medication, water, to-go bowls, basically, for their food and for their water, and of course, their medication. And, you know, if you've got light-skinned dogs, you want to make sure that you've got some sunscreen in there. But we also work directly with the Red Cross, so... if there is a hurricane or, you know, a major fire and we will be setting up where the Red Cross sets up for opportunity for people to bring their pets so that they don't have to, you know, you don't have to abandon them. They may not be directly in with you in the Red Cross shelters, mm-hmm. but they are in the same, you know, they're on the same property. It's just not within the same room.
You know, I wasn't aware you were doing that. I thought there were some shelters that were pet friendly and some that weren't, but I didn't know you had a separate set of areas that you did outside the shelters. Is that new?
Not to my knowledge. Oh. Luckily, I haven't even been a part of one of these over the past, you know, almost, I guess it's been a year and a half now. But, you know, we want to make sure that people don't abandon their animals.
That people will stay rather than leave their home. They'll stay with their pet if they think they can't have their pet with them, you know, so, and they
exactly.
will. Exactly. Yeah. Well, I really appreciate the great work that you're doing, Katie. Really, it's a lot of work. It's very important work, and people can go to MauiHumaneSociety.org, and they can find out information about the pet calendar, about the spay neuter, and what's going on in Hana next week. And all about what you can do for your pet and things about fostering, because that's all happening too. And I appreciate you taking the time to give us a rundown.
Well, thank you so much, Cindy. It's always such a pleasure being a part of your show.
Yeah, and a big aloha to you.
Thank you. Bye now.
Bye. I am so happy to have my friend, CEO, hardworking Maui Chamber of Commerce executive working like 24 hours a day, Pam Dupop. Hi, Pam.
Good morning, Cindy. Oh.